You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Thank you so much for tuning in, being with us today. Want to say God bless you. You can find Kingdom Sounds every Monday through Friday right here at 6 p.m. WWBC. We have a community announcement we want to make at the start of our broadcast. While I'm pulling it up, I just want to say God bless you to our pastors and leaders, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. If you don't know, we're Victory International Praise Ministries, located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Want to let you know about a community event that's going on, a prophetic encounter, five powerful nights with W.F. Grant, a very well-known man of God and evangelist, has a healing anointing, world-renowned evangelist that operates and moves in the healing anointing. This meeting has been going on February 9th, 10th, the final last two nights. It is at the host pastor, Cecilia Stanbeck. She's located at the Ark of the Covenant Worship Center. You'll find that ministry at 2715 North Harbor City Boulevard, which is US 1 in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Bring those that are sick, that need a touch from God, those that need healing in their bodies, healing in their minds, healing in their souls. We want to share our broadcast and get the word out about this crusade with renowned evangelist W.V. Grant. Amen. So today, let me continue with the broadcast. I just want to be real today. I want to talk from a topic. Are you mad with God? And Father, we pray, even as we begin this broadcast, that you would be with this broadcast, lead and guide it in the direction that you want. Holy Spirit, we invite you and your presence to be in this broadcast. Let your divine desire go across the airwaves and minister to the hearts of the people. Quicken us, bring us back into alignment and agreement with you and your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you mad with God? I felt like doing a heart check today with this topic. Sometimes things creep into our hearts and we don't realize that something has taken place. Sometimes when it started, it was a small thing, but because we didn't deal with it righteously, because we didn't deal with it the way that the Bible instructs us to, now we find ourselves in a place where offense has taken root. Sometimes bitterness has taken root, and we are mad with God. M-A-D, are you mad with God? If you're honest, if I'm honest, there's been times surely in our life we've lived in the earth that we have been disappointed with God. Some of us have gotten angry because situations, life happened, things happened that hurt us, that offended us, that caused traumatic events in our lives. And so we're like, begin to question, which is a tactic of the enemy to cause us to not believe the word of God, to cause us to doubt God, to cause us to be M-A-D at God, cause us to make awful determinations against God, cause us to make assumptions and decisions against God. Are you M-A-D today? Are you mad? Are you making those assumptions and determinations and decisions against God and against His word? Has the enemy infiltrated and gotten you to question God's authenticity? Question God's omnipotence? Question God's sovereignty? Question that He is a God of His word, that He cannot lie, that He cannot go against His word, that He cannot. And so has the enemy infiltrated our shield of faith, that we would walk by faith and not by sight, and that we would believe and trust God to the end, that we would have the testimony of the Hebrew boys in the lion's den that I know He's able. Now, if He don't show up in the lion's den like we are hoping and praying that He will, if He don't show up in a situation and bring deliverance like we desire, I still know He's well able. Is that our testimony today? We've got to be careful with our emotions taking us in a direction, taking us in a motion that might not be in alignment with the plumb line of the Word of God. Are you M-A-D, mad at God? This isn't new. We can find evidence in the scripture. Different of the patriarchs were mad with God. Different reasons they were mad with God. I want to go through, just to give you an idea, just to list out some that were mad with God. We could look at as early as Cain and Abel. Cain's countenance, the scripture tells us in Genesis, was wroth, and he was angry, and he was upset. We can see that. But the bottom line was, the scripture says, Genesis 4 and 6, the God came to Cain, and He said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen?" We know this story, I believe. And Cain was the fault, did not lie in God. So while we're mad, M-A-D, while we're making awful assumptions, and while we're making disastrous decisions, while we're making inaccurate determinations, oftentimes, I want to say 100% of the time, it's not God, it's me. It's not God, it's you. And we've got to be honest with God about this being mad with God, about this making these amiss determinations, about this making these awful decisions, about this making these assumptions that are detrimental to us. We've got to get over this mad that we have, and we've got to be honest before the Lord. We've got to get over it, and we've got to be honest before the Lord, because it's not God, but it's you and I. I want to read a little bit of Genesis, and Genesis 4, and it says, let me start. Genesis 4, starting at verse 3. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, the brother, he also did as Cain did, and he brought the firstlings of his flock, and he brought the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect. He accepted Abel and his offering. But, verse 5, unto Cain's offering, the Lord did not have respect, did not accept it. And Cain was very wroth, and Cain was very angry, and Cain's countenance fell, or he looked dejected. He showed it in his countenance how angry and wroth he felt. He wore those emotions. You could see them on his countenance. What about you and I? God gave the instructions to Adam. Adam taught and trained his children. And now you see the choices of the children. So God has made clear in the word of the Lord, he's made clear in the Bible what his expectation is for us, we, his children. The word has it lined upon line, precept upon precept. These are the instructions. Jesus is the blueprint. We can safely follow Christ's example, so we won't get off on the deep end. We won't veer to the left or the right, but we can follow and do what Jesus did and live as Jesus lived and use Jesus as a daily example. Search it out in the scriptures. If Jesus did it, that means check. We got the green light. It's okay. If Jesus didn't do it, if Jesus clearly spoke against it and gave instructions, then we know stay in the Jesus lane. Stay in the lane. So God said to Cain, why are you angry? Why are you so angry? Why is your countenance fallen? Why do you look dejected? God said further, if you do well, if you do the right thing, won't your offering be accepted? God said, but if you don't do well, if you don't do the right thing, if you don't do what's right, God said, sin lies at the door. Sin is crouching at the door. Sin is eager to control you. Sin is desiring to control and rule over you. But God said, you must subdue sin and you must master over sin. This is a mouthful today. Are you mad at God? Are you M-A-D, making awful decisions? Are you M-A-D, mad at God, making assumptions that are disastrous to your life? Are you M-A-D? Are you making amiss determinations? Is your doctrine amiss? Are you mad at God? The bottom line is, the problem is not God. The problem is you and I. The bottom line is we must be honest. We must be honest with ourselves. We must be honest with God. We must be honest about what the word of God says. God is clear on his expectation. He would not be a good God if he did not clearly make it plain to us, the scripture says, so that a child could follow. We can't charge God because he is clear. We can't charge God because he is faithful. We can't charge God because he has shown us what to do. He has a clear plan written out clearly, instructions, commands, precepts for you and I to follow like breadcrumbs, and they will bring us safely into the kingdom of God. So God challenges and he asks Cain, hey, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your face? Why is it dejected? Why is your countenance fallen? He said, if you do what's right. Isn't that correct for you and I today as we examine our hearts and see, God, am I mad at you? Am I mad because you didn't heal somebody? Am I mad because they didn't live? Am I mad because my marriage failed and ended in divorce? Am I mad at you about it? Am I mad because my children are still disobedient and hard-headed while I'm waiting for you to restore them, while I'm waiting for you to save them and bring them in? Am I mad at you? Am I mad because I got laid off and I lost my job? Am I mad because I had to go into foreclosure and I lost the home? The car was repossessed. Am I mad because the trials of life happened to me? Am I mad because I had to persevere through temptation? Because I had to persevere through persecution? Am I mad with you? Am I taking it out on you? Because in life we will suffer. In life we will have sorrow sometimes. In life we will go through. Am I mad about that life includes these things? Am I mad? And so God says, examine yourself, Cain. Why is this anger in your heart? And he says, sin lies at the door. Sin is an opportunist. Sin is waiting for an opportunity, just a crack of the door to open, so sin can pounce in. And this word of God is true for us yesterday, just like it is today. God is saying to us, get your heart right. Look into your heart. When we have anger and we cannot identify this is righteous anger, indignant anger that we see that Christ had, when it's not that, then it requires that we allow Holy Spirit to search and look into our heart. Get to the bottom of what's in our heart. Is there offense? Offense is a stumbling block of the devil. We got to be honest. We like to call things words that they're not, but we need to use appropriate language. Offense is sin. God is not calling us to walk in offense. God wants us to be forgivers. So when things happen, yes, offense can present itself, because remember, sin is crouching at the door. At the door, there can be offense. At the door, there can be bitterness. At the door, there can be anger that we don't deal with in a right manner. At the door can be wrath. At the door can be strife. At the door can be all types of emotional entanglements. But the Lord is saying to you and I today, deal with your heart. These things are at the door seeking entrance into our heart. Sin is seeking entrance to our heart, because once there's entrance to our heart, now it's going to impact behavior. Sin is seeking entrance to our thought life, our heart, our mind, our soulish places. The enemy wants to get in us so he can drive the bus. Let's look in the life of Cain. He wants to drive us. He wants to master us. So Cain, verse 8, I'm in Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Cain talked with his brother Abel. So he had a conversation with his brother. He said, let's go out into the fields. And when they were out in the field, Cain rose up against and attacked his brother Abel, and he killed him. This is after God brought correction and instruction and warning to his life. This is how good God is to us. He brings correction. He brings instruction. He brings warning to our life. The places that we get ourselves into, we did not get into them without God being good, without God being faithful, without God faithfully bringing the instructions we needed, without God bringing the correction we needed, without God being faithful to bring the direction we needed, the solution we needed, the answer we needed. God is faithful to do that. So when you look at Cain and we look at our own lives, look at us too. Look at our heart too. It's not that God didn't tell us. It's not that God didn't send help. It's not that God didn't send dreams. He didn't send warnings. He didn't send prophetic words. He didn't send your leader to talk to you. The problem is the same problem we see in Cain's life. We chose mad. We chose M-A-D over humility. We chose M-A-D over submitting to what God's clear instructions were, the counsel of the Lord. We chose M-A-D instead of obedience, where the scripture says we are to be willing and obedient to this word of the Lord. The greatest demonstration of my love for God, my relationship with him, is that I obey him. if I talk a good talk and I talk in Christianese, but I don't obey him, there is no evidence of my love for him. There's no evidence of my relationship with him. But if you love me, the word says, you will obey me and you will keep my commands. So instead of Cain yielding to God's correction, yielding to God's instruction, yielding to God coming to him, Cain resisted. Cain resisted. Instead of Cain humbling himself and saying, God, you're right. Forgive me, I'm sorry. He hardened his heart. We got to be careful, saints, today. Check your heart. Are you mad at God? Are you mad? When our hearts are wrong, when we allow anger in, when we allow any form of sin in, then we begin to make awful determinations against God. When we get mad, we begin to make assumptions and disastrous decisions against God. We begin to make amiss decisions. We go astray. And so it's so important. The scripture told us, guard your heart with all diligence. We need to guard it like a soldier at a gate. Our heart gives access to you and I in every area of our lives. We see what Cain did. He talked to his brother. He suggested to the brother, when it came to pass, to go out into the field. They went out into the field. He rose up. He jumped up. He attacked him. And he slew his brother. Why did he do that? Because he didn't deal with the anger in his heart. If we don't deal with the sin in our heart, it will be disastrous for us. We got to be honest about the sin in our heart. We got to be honest about the sin in our lives. We can't make excuses. We can't make mistakes. We can't make excuses. We can't try to blame others. We can't point it at other people. But we've got to be honest. I've got to acknowledge. I've got to confess it. I've got to get rid of it. How do I get rid of the sin in my heart? How do I get rid of the sin in my life? How do I get rid of the thought that I'm making against God, that I'm mad at him and the problem is me? I'm the problem, but I'm trying to blame God. How do I get rid of the sin? I've got to be honest. I've got to acknowledge. I've got to humble myself. I've got to repent. I've got to confess it. I've got to give it to God so that I might receive his forgiveness. It's time for us to have a heart check today. Check and examine our hearts to see what's going on with me, what's going on with you. It's time to allow the Lord to get to the root of us, get to the root of what's causing us to stumble. What have we allowed offense in? What bait of Satan have we eaten and received that's causing us now to speak against God, causing us now to be angry and hostile and mad at God? Yet we're going to church every Sunday saying we love him, we're lifting up our hands, but God is looking at the hearts of people. God requires those that have a pure heart, those that have clean hands. And you, we can see, even in the story that we read in Genesis 4 dealing with Cain and Abel, God is not deceived. God can look straight into our hearts and see everything. He can see the thought, the intent, the motive, the agenda, the lies, the deceit, the guile, the hypocrisy, the falseness. So I want to say to you, beloved, we're not fooling God, and I pray that this word is a weighty word to disturb us out of places that we've been locked at. I pray that if this word would bring repentance to our hearts, that this word would touch us at the center of our being and cause us to be honest with what the Holy Spirit illuminates is going on in our hearts, that we might seek and receive the forgiveness of God, that he might restore us and bring us back into right alignment and right fellowship. I pray today and thank you for listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. We ask that you would come and visit us. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You might come as a visitor, but you'll leave as family. You'll know that we love you, and so does Jesus. I want to share again that brief announcement that we have. This is a community event happening at the Ark of the Covenant Worship Center, located at 2715 North Harbor City Boulevard, which is US 1 in the city of Melbourne, Florida. This meeting is world-renowned evangelist W.V. Grant, a healing evangelist that God uses in the gifts of healing, signs, wonders, miracles. The crusade began Monday, February 6th, and it is continuing tonight, February 9th, and continuing Friday, February 10th. Get to this meeting. Bring those that are sick, that needs a touch from the Lord, mind, soul, body, emotion. God still heals, and God wants to heal his people. So we pray that you would mark this on your calendar. Be there tonight, 2715 North Harbor City Boulevard, US 1 in Melbourne, Florida, the Ark of the Covenant Worship Center. The pastor is Cecilia Stanbeck. Many of us know her. Service is continuing February 6th through February 10th, 7 p.m. nightly. May God bless you and keep you is our
prayer. Good evening, and thank you for listening to our broadcast. I want to take a moment and invite you to our marriage conference, March the 16th and 17th. The location is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's Victory International Praise Church, 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida. The Bible says we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And a lot of times marriages are going through some things because we do lack knowledge. The Bible says to dwell with your spouse according to knowledge. And so we want to give you some knowledge and even some wisdom. And so once again, the address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. We will be starting at 7 p.m. I pray that God will stir the hearts of even the spouses that you don't even believe would be willing to come, that God would stir their hearts to come and to be there. All right, God bless you. We love you.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. Today's Modern Worship, Cocoa, Rockledge, and all of Brevard County.